This will not be remembered as a shining moment in human history for the ability of people to get along with each other, especially when they have differences in background or skin color. Call it racism or call it nationalism, there's a lot of it being displayed these days. A couple of organizations in the Eugene-Springfield area are addressing the issue with a series of films and talks on resisting white nationalism. Community Alliance of Lane County, Calc Lane, and Showing Up for Racial Justice Springfield Eugene, Surge SE, are the partners for the series, which continues with an event this evening on anti-Semitism. Nadia Telsey is an anti-violence activist and teacher and involved with the setting up of the program. She's our guest on The Exchange. Nadia, thank you for joining us.
Hi, good morning, Jeffrey.
Would you tell us first about your own involvement in racial justice efforts through the years?
Oh, I got started very, very young during the civil rights era in the 50s and 60s. I was in school and I just could see that things were very unjust, and I became involved very young. So it just spoke to me. I wanted a different world where we could all be together. So, I got involved and never stopped being involved.
So what's it been like from that context to have taken part in a struggle for as long as you have, to be already positioned to resist racism and see it make what appears to be a resurgence in recent years?
Well, it's very distressing to see how quickly it's rising and how violent it is. This isn't the first time. I remember, I think it was in the 80s in this area, dealing with the same thing. And it's been kind of festering under the surface, and now it's really coming out big. I think a lot of people think this is a fringe movement, but it is very much mainstream.
So not just a few people, you're saying. There's a lot of people involved in this?
There's a lot of people, and we see people in government. We see people in power in different areas who are espousing these ideas and giving dog whistles to people involved in that movement.
And so you're putting out, Calc Lane and Surge SE putting out the film series educating about white nationalism. Talk about the coming together of this series of events.
Well, we realized that we're facing a huge threat in this country, and we believe that most people in the U.S. want a society where we can work together and we can actually do more than work together but enjoy each other. And we want a society that has a rule of law, and that is really different from what is being espoused by white nationalists.
So how did this particular series come together?
Well, we have different committees in Surge, and so does Calc. And one of them is educating the public, and we felt like as this grows, we need more and more people to really understand the extent of the threat and the nature of the threat so that we can come together beyond our separate communities to counter it.
You know, we had folks from Calc Lane on the program a number of times in the past. Can you tell us a bit about the work of Surge?
The Surge is a national group. There are about 120 chapters around the country. They're fairly autonomous, but we're all united, under certain goals. And a big part of Surge is mobilizing white people to act with people from other groups to counter white supremacy and build a society that works for everybody. And that includes, that everybody includes white people.
All right. So it's not just the people involved in being on the receiving end of racism necessarily, but people who perceive other people being on the receiving end of racism.
Right. Right.
We are talking to Nadia Telsey, an anti-violence and racial justice activist with Surge SE, that is showing up for racial justice, Springfield Eugene. Surge SE and Community Alliance of Lane County, Calc, are coming together for a series of films and talks about white nationalism with an event coming up this evening. It's the second in a series. There are several more to follow. You can join the conversation on The Exchange. Your phone calls and emails are welcome as you want to express your concerns or your thoughts about racism, white nationalism, by whatever name you know it. You're free to talk about it here at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. We already have an email from Erica in Eugene who says, "What can we, residents in Eugene, do about white nationalists organizing in our area?"
Well, I think the first thing is to understand how it works and be able to recognize the signs and the recruitment. It's a political movement, and so we need a political response. And the first part of that is coming together in understanding.
And how would you recommend? I mean, what are some of the venues in which that can happen?
Well, I think one thing is this film series, and I do want to say that these films are available online. So if people can't get to the events, they can still educate themselves by finding these films online. What we also provide are speakers and a chance for people to come together in discussion. But the more people who understand this, the better.
I noticed that this particular film, Confronting Anti-Semitism in the Age of White Nationalism, is a recorded talk by Eric Ward of Western States Center, and I did find it on it's on YouTube as well. But do you think something is gained, though, by rather than watching it at home by yourself, to get it in a group with other people and be able to talk about it afterward?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why we're providing the speakers and a chance for people to come together, not only at the event, but hopefully after as well.
There's something unusual about this, Nadia, though. You're not telling people where the events are held. You're publicizing a date and time, but not place. Why?
Well, I mean, it's a sad fact that the white nationalist movement is very violent. We have seen, and I think that's why we've gotten such a response to the series. People are seeing the violence. And white nationalists have shown up in other places at a lot of events and been disruptive and threatening. So we are doing what we can to mitigate that.
So is it a registration process then if people do
want
to go?
There is. They're free tickets mm-hmm. that you can get at universe.com/WNS. And then you get a free ticket, and then we'll let you know where the event is.
All right. Is there any background check or something to make sure that you're getting just the people who would not
Well, you know, we probably can't keep everybody out. All we can do is try to make it as safe as we can.
You've had one session in this series already. How did that go?
Oh, it was great. There were, 65 or 70 people, and it was a film called Documenting Hate, Charlottesville, which was put on Frontline on OPB by ProPublica, and it gave a background about the movement. And I think people came away with a lot more information and a lot of determination to do something about this. So it was a great event.
It's nice to think in terms not nice perhaps, but somewhat relieving to think in terms of things being far away from us in Charlottesville. But give us a sense of mood and events in the Eugene Springfield area. Has there been much activity?
Well, there's been a fair amount of recruitment. There's been flyering. There's people showing up at the temple. We know that Temple Beth Israel has been assaulted twice in the past with gunshots and with rocks. The Northwest is seen as the white homeland, so we are an epicenter for a lot of this organizing because the idea of white nationalists is to create a white ethno-state with no one else in it. And so they see the Northwest as a good place for that state.
Was there ever a particular resting period you felt like we were in? I mean, I remember from, back in the 80s when all the white supremacists and neo-Nazi groups seemed to cluster around Hayden Lake, Idaho, and Idaho was really the hotbed of activity, but it wasn't the only part of the Northwest. And yet a lot of that seems to have dispersed and lessened over the years. Did you think we had reached a point when this was behind us?
Well, I wanted it to be behind us, but it's always been there. And then I think we are seeing the discourse on a national level. There's a lot of clues that it's okay to come out of the woodwork, and so that's exactly what's happened. There's been quite a bit of dog whistling, and for people who don't know that phrase, it's when something is said that only certain people really pick up on because they know the codes, and other people, it kind of goes over their head.
Like when you say global banking conspiracy and people
exactly.
believe that to be about Jews?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Globalists now. It used to be global Jewish conspiracy. Now it's just globalist.
Globalist, okay. We have an email here from Becca in Lane County who says, I don't understand how President Trump is touted as a white nationalist by some, but is obviously not opposed to Jews.
He uses Jews. That's what I would say. I think he is a white nationalist. And there is not, on the one hand, you can't say things that are dog whistles, and on the other hand, say that you're friends of Jews. A lot of the promotion of Israel, for example, from people on the right is not because of love for Jews. And in fact, they're white nationalists who support Israel because they want people separated by identity. So, yeah, let's have a Jewish state over there and we'll have white United States over here.
Ah, so a Jewish homeland furthers the views of the white nationalists.
For some of them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a monolithic movement. There are a lot of different groups in it.
Does that give you some inroads then? When you talk about disrupting white nationalism, does the lack of monolithic character of the movement give some possibility for division?
Well, I think there is division already. One of the fourths of our series is addressing people who've gotten out of that movement and who talk about what motivated them to get into it. And that gives us information that would help us interrupt some of the recruitment efforts as we understand what drew people to that movement to begin with.
We're talking again with Nadia Telsey, an anti-violence and racial justice activist and teacher in the Eugene Springfield area, connected to Surge SE, which is Showing Up for Racial Justice, Springfield, Eugene. Surge SE and Calc Lane, the Community Alliance of Lane County, are joining forces on a series of films and talks on resisting white nationalism in the Eugene Springfield area with an event tonight called Anti-Semitism and White Nationalism. It's a recorded talk by Eric Ward of Western States Center. You can join the conversation here on The Exchange now about the general subject of what we're talking about here. 800-838-3760 by phone. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. I want to come back to tonight's subject matter because we've been talking a fair amount about anti-Semitism. It certainly became a hot national topic again lately, as if it had calmed down at all, which I would say maybe it hasn't. What did you make of the dust-up in Congress over remarks that some people identified as anti-Semitic?
Well, I think some of this, I think that they need to be looked at. I think some of it is a diversion. I find it kind of interesting how suddenly there's interest in Congress on supporting Jews as they attack people towards the left part of the spectrum for being anti-Semitic, when there's been so much more that's been said that has never been dealt with and never been questioned in any way at all. So I'm very suspicious. I think some of the people who said things are open to learning, and that gives me some hope. So, but I think the other thing that it illustrates is that anti-Semitism is part and parcel of this country. And if it weren't so embedded, they wouldn't be so successful in using it. And so that's what we need to be addressing. There are a lot of really good people who don't understand anti-Semitism at all. It's very different from other forms of oppression. And so if you haven't been exposed to any learning about that, it's hard to understand it.
Different how?
Well, for other groups, there's kind of an oppression downward in terms of exploiting them. And although there are poor Jews who are rendered invisible, really anti-Semitism is pushing up. It's using Jews as a wedge between people who have power, the real power, and the population. And this has been done for centuries. People who think anti-Semitism started with the Holocaust, that's one piece of lack of information. So this is something that's been done for generations. It's called the middle agent role, where Jews are the visible landlords or tax collectors or whoever, and that's where you focus people's anger and upset, where the people with the real power are basically being hidden and protected.
I see. So they're viewed as oppressor instead of oppressed.
Right. That's okay. Right.
Wow.
And it's confusing because for anti-Semitism goes in cycles. And so there are long periods of time when it seems like Jews are very successful, which is not true of all Jews, but very successful and very comfortable and very assimilated. And then over and over again, we see that that's exactly the time that Jews are used, and that anti-Semitism starts to rise sometimes quite quickly.
And we had mentioned that anti-Semitism is the topic of tonight's program, mm-hmm. Anti-Semitism and White Nationalism. There is the recorded talk by Eric Ward. Now, is there another component to the program?
No, Rabbi Ruhi of Temple Beth Israel in Eugene is also going to be speaking. You know, I think it's really important to mention that anti-Semitism is core, absolutely central to white nationalism. And so if we want to deal with white nationalism, we absolutely have to understand how anti-Semitism works and how it works in the white nationalist thinking.
So I'm just curious to know your own thinking about, again, having worked in civil rights since, as you say, the 50s and 60s, and then seeing in 2017 people marching with torches and in the heart of Virginia shouting out, "Jews will not replace us."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a perfect example of how Jews have been used, because the "Jews will not replace us" refers to the fact that Jews are being blamed for the whole border crisis, for immigration, for LGBTQ rights, for everything that is threatening to some people. And so, and especially George Soros, you know, he funds every demonstrator for every demonstration, apparently. He pulls strings. Nobody can think for themselves. George Soros is behind everything. And that's that idea of the Jew who's trying to take over the world. And so the white nationalists believe that by bringing brown people in, Jews are trying to undo white people. It's ludicrous.
Well, I was about to say, so this really puts a lot of pressure on somebody in a position like yours, though, to not just go, "Well, no, that's dumb, forget it." But you have to address it then, point by point, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Just saying, "Oh, that's terrible," that's not enough.
So who do you want to come to the events that Calclane and Serge SE are putting on?
Well, we're hoping that people who share our vision of a world where we all work together and where we have a rule of law and where violence doesn't have a place, we're hoping that people who have those values and who are also concerned about this rising threat would come to get educated and to meet like-minded people.
There, we can certainly tick off a series of events that would have depressed anybody a little further and thought things are not getting better. But I mean, do you have some highlights over the last couple of years you can think of as well?
Highlights in what way?
Well, just the things that make you feel like people are okay.
Well, I mean, I think that the fact that so many people want to come to this is a highlight. I think the kind of outpouring after the massacre in New Zealand and the Tree of Life and what happened at Mother Emanuel Church, which is actually what precipitated the forming of our local chapter. I think people respond to these things and then they start to organize, and that's what we have done and we hope other people will do as well.
The local chapter referenced here is Showing Up for Racial Justice, Springfield, Eugene, Surge SE, which with Community Alliance of Lane County or Calclane is putting on a series of programs about white nationalism. April 1st tonight, April 15th, and May 20th. The one tonight is called Anti-Semitism and White Nationalism. There's a recorded talk by Eric Ward of Western States Center with a talk by Rabbi Ruhi that Nadia Telsey just mentioned. Nadia Telsey with Surge SE, anti-violence and racial justice activist and teacher. Thank you for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
You're welcome.